This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm tired, man.
Yeah?
This is a problem.
What's the problem?
I just need to manage my time a little bit better, I think.
What do you think is happening right now?
I guess I'm managing my time about as well as to be expected currently.
Okay.
Could manage it better.
Yeah.
Could manage my time better, yeah.
So you think... Are you not getting enough sleep?
Yeah, definitely not getting enough sleep. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. You up late at night watching movies, not rewinding?
Definitely watching movies and nothing else.
Well, that doesn't seem like a real good use of time, Steve.
That's what I'm saying, man. I got to get better about it.
How could you possibly expect to be the next big thing? You're not going to be the next Dwayne "The Rock" Maivia if you're...
Dwayne the Rock me Amadeus.
Yeah, if you're watching movies.
Welcome to Dynamic Banter, everybody. This is our 103rd episode.
Thank goodness.
Could it be our 102nd?
Second. It is the 102nd.
I skipped a whole other one.
What's your problem?
I think I just need to manage my time better. How you doing, Mike? What's new with you, buddy? Yeah, it is our 102nd episode.
Well, congratulations. 100. Everything is going good, man. I've been working real hard on stuff.
Yeah.
And
what's that like?
You know what it's like. You're doing the same.
I definitely know what it's like.
We're both in a very... What did we do? What happened? What did we do? Say what you're gonna say.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. I don't know if you really want me to talk or not.
Why? What's wrong?
Because I feel like there's something in the musket barrel and is getting ready to get pulled.
No, I think you're can I just say that you're incorrect?
I'm incorrect that we're both working.
There's nothing loaded up. Oh, wait, what are you talking? Oh, okay. You're talking about you're back on working. You think the musket's gonna explode?
I heard the bungling music.
I didn't hear that
recently.
Like in your head,
just coming through my headphones. Am I crazy? Because that's what being crazy is like. You hearing that music all the time and no one else hearing that music is what being crazy is.
I'd rather be crazy than boring.
Sure.
That's a quote from Marge Simpson.
Marge. Super Italian plumbing twins said that back in 1985.
What's going on in your life, Mike?
I'm trying to get really good at stuff. I think that's the main.
You and me both, buddy.
Yeah. This has been.
This will be.
This is what is eventually going to be.
This going to be.
Doing lots of. I had a lot of stand-up shows, and now this week I only have like one or two.
Dude, tell me the Zack Snyder story. Can you talk about it?
Yeah. Zack Snyder, famed director of 300 and Wonder Woman.
And the
Batman
Animal.
Versus Beetlejuice and the Animals.
What was that other Rob Schneider movie?
the one where he's a...
Pencil Dick.
It's called Pencil Dick. Deuce Bigelow, Pencil Dick. He was at our show. And he was at the crowd work show. And I didn't know who he was. And at one point, we had a little back and forth. And then he had like a revealing back and forth with my friend Kyle Rell, who was on the show. And that was very funny.
It was all fun.
Yeah, because he was talking about, like, I don't remember how it came up. Everyone's set was filmed, but he was saying, like, well, what are you, a director? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, shit, you're a director? He's like, what's your name? And he's like, well, I already know your name is Zach. And then Zack Snyder goes, well, how many famous directors do you know with the name of Zach? And he goes, Zack Snyder? Like, just like grasping at straws. And he's like, hello. And it was funny.
Wow.
And TMZ was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why was TMZ there? Because Zack Snyder was there?
No, they were there. They were like friends with one of the other comics.
Oh, man.
My friend Grandison.
The actual man, TMZ, was there?
Yeah, Thomas Michael
Zimmerman.
Zaid.
Thomas Michael Zaid.
The guy who's really creative in the pitch meeting until the last possible, the most important second. Thomas Michael Zaid.
And coming to the stage, we have TMZ himself, Thomas Michael Zaid.
The nervous strip club MC.
Thomas Michael Zaid.
Hey, everybody, get your dollar bills ready, because and now is Tiffany Cinnamon.
Tiffany Zem.
She told me I could just call her Tiffany earlier today. It's Tiffany
Zemlin. It's Tiffany someone.
Tiffany someone's daughter.
We have a bunch of packages that we got in the P.O. box. That's and fun. I was thinking it might be fun to just open them up top of the pops.
Okay. That's fine.
Right? Because we're going to do it later, and that's not fun.
Yeah, no, let's do
it. If we do it now, then we'll still have time for like a history road later.
That's great. That's great news. I think you're onto something great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that one whole a lot.
Yeah.
So I opened up a package from Sarah McCoy, who got us some really cool stuff. Like this, she got me this Little Shop of Horrors Young Audrey 2 in the Maxwell House coffee can.
That's awesome.
Pin.
Who is it from? Who makes that pin?
This is from Kill 'Em With Cuteness. Killemwithcute.com.
Killemwithcute.com. Not a spawn.
Yeah, this is great, though. I really love this. This is a great pin. Sarah, you got me. Because this is what I love.
And then I think
you got it, baby.
She made me a pin. Had to have made me a pin. It says, fuck you, Matt Lauer. And there are a bunch of multicultural fingers flipping off Matt Lauer. And that's because
I like that it's multicultural.
Yeah, well, you have to be. It's realistic. Everybody's giving a good fuck you to Matt Lauer.
What happened to Matt Lauer?
He's a creep. He got caught in the creep.
Yes, he
creep
did.
Storm. And I took offense to it because my mom was in love with Matt Lauer for years.
I think a lot of people trusted Matt Lauer.
Yeah, well, you're on a morning
respected
show, man.
Matt
people
Lauer
just want you to be. They want you to be that comforting daily dose of.
They want a morning kiss, and if they're going to get it, they want it from a white man.
If they want a morning kiss, and they want to consent to that kiss. America wants to consent.
More than anything, America would love to have consent for a morning kiss.
Yeah, so Matt Lauer had this like button allegedly installed in his office that would lock the door behind people.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Could you imagine needing that? And that's why this time of year we...
There is at Nerdist, I took a meeting once. This is not an HB. Because whatever show they were going to buy for me, they said they were going to buy it, and then they never got back to me about it.
Uh-huh. Is this royalty-free Christmas music?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank God.
Come on, Mike. We're past that.
You got to check in every once in a while. These rules are always changing.
I do appreciate that.
Getting the whole family into it.
They had a button you could press. It was on the floor. It wouldn't lock the door, but it would close it. So, like, if you were gonna have like a meet, like we were about to have a meeting, and they were like, "Press that button on the floor." And I was like, "Is this where? This is Nerdist. Am I gonna get sent to the Rancor pit that Luke had to fight the Rancor monster in Return of the Jedi?
Uh-huh.
That's one of the Star Wars films."
pivotal moment in a Star Wars film.
Great moment for families and friends. They had me push the button and then close the door. It was pretty amazing. It's real simple. It's just magnets, Mike.
Rancor pit. Super memorable moment from the Star Wars film franchise.
Dude, they had a Rancor keeper toy. The keeper was just this guy with, like, he's wearing a t-shirt on his head.
Okay. Just the guy who, like, lets the thing out of the cage or whatever?
He, like, feeds it, probably.
Okay.
spoiler alert, when Luke kills the Rancor monster, the Rancor Keeper cries.
Does he?
There's a scene where he's crying, yeah.
Is that like a lesser known? Is he like in the bar? Is he in that that kooky bar crying afterwards?
No, they don't go back to the kooky bar. Uh-huh. We never see the kooky bar again.
Well, it was a dangerous... It proved to be a dangerous place.
Well, it was a hive of scum and villainy. Some would say wretched.
Who wants to be a regular at a hive of scum and villainy?
Definitely someone who's looking to do no good.
Maybe a bounty hunter.
They didn't let droids in there. Did you know that?
I did. I did.
No droids allowed.
No.
Didn't see any Mexicans in there either, if you're asking me about it.
No droids, no Mexicans.
No droids, no Mexicans.
Why no droids in the bar?
I don't know. I'm curious.
They can't drink?
I'm definitely curious.
Your money's no good here?
Maybe that's why. 2-drink minimum. You can't drink if you're a droid.
Yeah. These are not the beverages you're looking for.
Mike, why don't you look inside this package I opened earlier and open it on the podcast for us? Wow, well, that opened clean.
Did you enjoy this? Oh, it's a painting. It's a beautiful painting.
But I think there's something stuck to the back of
the
it.
Dynamic Banter logo, and there is something stuck. There's
Let's show that
note.
To the camera there. Show
there's two camera. Notes. This says important messages.
Show that to
notes.
The camera. Why don't you show that to the camera, Mike?
This one says, at Naya... _eat2.
Let me see that. We can set this up, like right here. That looks nice. Nothing says motherfucking Merry Christmas better than
better than some motherfucking Merry Christmas music. okay. This is from
Ooh, that one says to Mike.
April.
Is there one that says to Steve?
This one says to Steve and Mike, so you could...
Oh, wow, so you got your own. Okay, I see how it is.
Some pick favorites.
A little bit of favoritism, I see how it is.
Open favorites, close. Okay. Hey, it's me. I just wanted to say, sorry I called you Calzone. I got so nervous. I reopened this package just to write this letter. You guys are so awesome, and keep it up. So I'm willing to bet that we're supposed to read that one first. Okay, so that says Steve and Mike, Calzone, JK, something else. Also, P.S.
JK Rowling.
P.S. Read this and throw it across the room. You don't, that's okay. Maya.
This card from Maya says, hey, baby boys, I just want to say hi and give you this painting that I made when you first announced. When we first announced? I don't know if I spelled that right. That you said you had a P.O. box. I was lazy and didn't send it till now. Anyway, just wanted to send love and support. That looks nice. To you guys. Steve, I've been a fan since the old days. And Mike, I was a fan when you were a guest then, host on SourceFed.
That's very nice.
You guys are, not when you were a full-time host, though, I guess, just when you were a guest host. You guys are truly...
You went away after you hung out for a little while.
And then you came back, and I felt like that was a little much. Really liked it when you guested on it. Didn't like it when you came on more
it's
than
nice,
that.
Nice treat, and then if you have treats too much, you get diabetes.
Eh, you know, when you have a guest star on a cartoon or something, it's nice to have them on once or twice.
If the Harlem Globetrotters were on every episode of Scooby-Doo, that would have been...
That would have been bad news, yeah. You don't want to see... You don't want to see, what's his name? Mr. Furley. What's that guy's name? The old man from Three's Company?
Three's Company, yeah.
You don't want to see that man on the show more than once.
I don't want him to be part of the company.
You guys are truly the funniest people I've ever followed, and don't stop giving us content. Mike, I'm very proud of you and your stand-up career. And Steve, I can't wait to see where Valley Folk goes. And cheers to the year ahead. Love you guys. Love from the Bay Area. Maya G. Ely, and Hell there's yeah. a photo of me and you and her. It's a drawing, sorry.
Oh, nice.
of me, you, and her at a Whole Foods.
Do we look happy? Do we look well fed? Showing the camera now.
I think we look well fed. We look healthier than ever. We're stick figures.
We look good. Thank you so much for this. Thank you so much for the kind words.
You can set that up just like this if you want.
I will. You will. And it's been done.
Okay. What's next?
Let's give out our address.
What is this?
Well, our address, Mike, is we want people to have our address.
No, I meant somebody else's address.
Steve Zaragoza, 4335 Van Nuys Boulevard, number 156. That's Sherman Oaks, California, 91403. And that's if you want to send us some fun stuff. This comes from Sweden.
Oh, shit. Do you think it's furniture?
Do you want to open this one, Mike?
You can open
it. You want the honor since I opened that other one?
Well, I kind of reopened it, so I feel like I'm kind of tired. Okay. Oh, well, what do you no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
We got a no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
So it looks like the orangeness of the box looks very much like a Nike box. That's a Nike orange.
Do you think this is going to be a pair of Nike Mikey's shoes?
It's very vibrant. I don't know how we're gonna share it if it's a pair of shoes, you know? Or if it's going to be in
now, they
of
say Mikey Mikey's are the best money can buy, best shoes money can buy.
I think you're talking about Michael's.
All right. Well, okay.
What?
Well, there's a whole bunch of popcorn in here.
Is that right? Like food
it's
popcorn?
It's just filled to the brim with popcorn. And I was wondering what all these crumbs were.
Is it food popcorn?
Yeah,
or
it's food popcorn.
Oh, no. Well, that's disqualified from being good. All the way from Sweden.
All the way from Sweden. We got a whole bunch of popcorn here. All
right, great.
Let's see if we can.
Are we getting a good shot?
There you go, guys. There's the. I'm showing the camera this. Full box, but shoe box of popcorn.
It's all glued into place.
It's all glued in according to plan.
I'm smelling aged cheddar.
Oh, fuck.
Is it aged cheddar? Right.
Well, there's a king of hearts, a king of spades in here that says, I love you guys.
This your card?
And then a three of hearts that says, and that is why.
I stuck these cards up my butt first. These are numbered.
Oh, here we go.
These are numbered. This is one. Okay. This is eight.
This is five.
This is five.
Wow, I got to dig through all this popcorn.
Don't worry, I'll put these in order. If that's aged cheddar, you're going to want to get a paper towel. That stuff's going to stick to your hands.
It smells like butter. Oh, boy, this is going to be a big old mess. How long ago was this put in the mail?
This is exactly what this person was...
hoping for. Yeah, exactly. It's just, I'm glad we're getting footage of this. Mm-hmm. Here's another card for you, Mike.
Okay, what number is this one? This is 12.
43.
That's 12.
All right, this is going to be a bad problem here because this is a lot of peacorn.
I hope that there aren't 52 of these. This is two. We're getting better. This
okay, I found something wrapped up.
One of the three. Four. Dude, this is like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego when they were?
Except I'm pretty sure I know exactly where she is.
Did anyone even check San Diego?
Oh man. Okay, here's.
I think we only got 12 cards to work with, so I mean we got.
Wow, there's a lot of. We're halfway there. Okay, and big man. Here we go.
That's a big Joker.
Big giant Joker.
That's a big Joker card.
Big Joker card. That's funny.
That's
into that.
That's different.
Funny bit.
That's kind of a different. You'll see there's clearly a different.
It's a good bit. Okay, there's plenty more things in here. Hope you like the book. Well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm gonna put that mic right up to that popcorn.
Ugh. I'm a little grossed out by this popcorn. I'm not gonna be. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm gonna be honest.
This could have been packing popcorn.
Okay, here's that. Whatever.
Just for the future, you could not pack stuff with actual popcorn.
In the future, here we go. There's someone's hair in here.
That's gross.
Okay.
A lot of DNA.
Well, I'm just gonna put it back in there. I feel like. If I didn't find everything in here, it's because there's no way in hell I'm dumping out all this popcorn anywhere.
Looks here. There's some teeth. We got some teeth. Some wet teeth.
All right. Looks like we got a lot of blood.
Lot of blood in this one.
Lot of blood in this bag.
Okay, so here's the
problem. All right, that's it. I think that's everything.
Here's the problem.
All right, what's the problem?
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 12.
Oh, boy. Hey. All right, then I'm going to have to take this over here really quick. Mike, keep him entertained, will you?
All right, so Steve's getting up, and he's going to go wade through someone's actual food to get a couple more playing cards with a secret message on it. Here's what we got so far. I'll read them in order what we got so far. What?
You
want
to read them before we
have them? Well, I'll read until we have... until where we're left off. First card says, I love you guys. Sorry about this. Says,
sorry, Steve.
I love you guys. Sorry about this being so weird and creepy. I did it because... And then there's no 6 or 7. Okay, and then he goes, and that is why, and then there's no 9, 10, 11. He goes, hope that explained it. Robin. Where'd all the popcorn go, Steve?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Mike. The popcorn went straight into the goddamn garbage.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what else was in here. Fixate gel pads.
Uh-huh. You guys can't just send us crap from around your house, because then it's just going to be crap around our house. Here's a book. It's my own book. What if he bought and sent me my own book?
And he said, here, I'm done. I'm done with it.
Why don't you reread this and make sure this is what you meant to do?
What if he thinks every place you buy a book from is a library?
He just returned all his books to me.
Hey. There's also a matchbox.
I couldn't find the
library. Oh, no, Mike.
What? Is it bad? Is it a bad thing or a good thing? I can't tell if it's a bad thing or a good thing, Steve. All right,
well, let's see what you got first, and then we'll talk.
I'll tell you this. You don't look happy. I don't like when you don't look happy, because it doesn't take much to make you...
I'm definitely nervous.
All right. I don't like that. This, it's going to be so long. It's going to be so long until
here,
this is out.
Here, use this blade. Use this blade right here. Look at this, Mike. You can...
Look at that. Oh, it's the Legion of Merry Christmas. Regretful Superheroes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's a loot crate book, and I'm going to be very honest with you when I say that man gave us his trash. We were given things this man did not want to possess anymore.
This
he sent them to us.
Sent us trash. All of his trash.
Okay, wrapped well, up Mike, his I think trash. It's time to talk about this. This is a matchbox. And it's from Sweden. And when you open it, Mike, there's a thumb drive.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
So I guess I'm gonna put it in my computer. You gonna take all my nudes?
Say goodbye to your banking information.
I'm gonna be in the next fappening now. You gonna take all my nudes? Let's see. Drive just popped up as Play Me. It's an... Ooh, it says playme.mp3.
Thank God. installme.exe.
It says, please double click this.exe. All right, here it is. Let's play it.
It was a dark Saturday night.
Jesus
Steve
Christ.
Steve was out driving in his car, far away from the light from the city, on an empty road, next to a dark, quiet forest. He was going slightly below the speed limit, for he was a good boy. At least until the accident.
Why is everybody doing
this? But I'm
this
getting
voice?
Ahead of myself. As I said, he was driving. And even though he was driving, and should have been focused on the road, he was using his phone at the same time. Being more focused on his phone than on the road, suddenly he heard a large bump, and his car jumped slightly off the ground. He immediately stepped on the brakes, and he stopped in the middle of the road. His heart was pounding hard. He sat there quietly, for what felt as an eternity. Eventually, he slowly opened his car door, and moved halfway out of the car. While still being in the comfort and safety of his car and not fully out on the dark, scary road, he nervously yelled out, "Hello? Is there anyone there?" He got no response. The road was dark, with a thick black fog over it, which made it so he couldn't see more than a few feet
in front
of him without a source of light. He turned on the flashlight on his phone and pointed it towards the back of his car. He realized that he was still too far away, and to be able to see anything, he would have to step out completely.
It was so dark.
He took a sip from his water to calm his nerves, took a deep breath, and stood up. He left the door open, in case he would have to leave in a hurry. It at least gave him a slight sense of safety. He started walking along his car, carefully examining it with his flashlight. There was no signs of anything out of the ordinary on the side or the back. He walked over towards the front, and that's where he saw it. The entire front of his car were covered in what looked like a dark red liquid of sorts, and it was dripping down on the road. He started to panic, as it looked like it could be blood. He flashed his light at the front tire and saw that it was too, covered in blood. Suddenly a voice from behind him broke the silence. "What did you do?" it said, with a dark, raspy tone. "Why did you do this?" Steve forced himself to turn around, even though his body was almost paralyzed from fear. He saw a black silhouette walking towards him.
Black
it
cigarette?
Stopped, no more than a few feet in
a
front
silhouette.
Of him,
oh,
just outside the line of sight. "Why did you do this?" it asked again. "I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened," Steve answered, with a shaky voice. "Are you okay?" The silhouette took one more step towards
silhouette.
Him, and was no longer covered in darkness. Steve could now see that it was a person, with dirty, ruined clothes, covered in so much blood that it was impossible to see how hurt he actually was. The blood was dripping down onto the road as he continued walking towards Steve. "Why did you do this?" it said again, with a more angry tone this time. "I don't know," yelled Steve, and ran towards his car door. He sat down as fast as he could, closed the door and turned his keys. The car started and he stepped on the gas as hard as he could and drove away. He was sweating, swearing, crying and breathing heavily, while whispering, I'm so sorry," to himself, over and over again. He looked in his rearview mirror and saw the person now standing in the middle of the road, just staring at his car as he drove away. "Why did you do that, Steve? Why did you drive away? Why did you leave me there on the road? I know what you did. I know what you did. You left me there. I had just purchased several ketchup bottles that I was going to use on my deep fried fries party later that night, and because of you hitting my shopping bag and splashing the ketchup all over me and your car, I had to walk all home, covered in ketchup, mind you, and cancel my ketchup and fries party. Thank you, Steve, for ruining my party. Maybe don't use your phone while driving in the future. Dick."
That story took a turn at one point, and that turn took a while to get to. I think we got lost on the way to the turn.
Well, I mean, I think the real win here
is that
I now have a 16 gigabyte thumb drive.
At the end of the day,
You got to find the positives, you know?
I can put so many pictures on this thing.
I can share 3 MP3s.
Holy shit, man.
All right, well.
That was a journey.
Do you want to open this package next, or should we do these letters really quick?
That made me...
made you nauseous?
Open any package.
It made me nauseous.
Open, close. I was waiting for you to, like, to break down and to, like, this was, like, your dark secret.
I do love that you don't know what the robotic voice is, though. I think that's really funny.
I think that's too much. That's in every hostage negotiator movie.
Well, this must...
This is just somebody's math homework. Electric circuits and systems, ECE 202. This is from Jason Smith over there in East Lansing, Michigan. Looks like he sent us some homework. Spring 2018. Dear Mike and Steve, thanks for reading my last letter on the podcast. Best, Jason. So I think we... Shit. I think we asked for this.
Oh, is this the math on something?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to... this is some complicated system shit.
Oh, shisk. Let me see that.
Yeah. I was going to just kind of do it on my off time and send it back to him.
Yeah, this is just someone's... This is definitely circuitry homework.
Yeah. But you should know... Like, you should know. I'm looking at a lot of this stuff. You should know this stuff. Ohms.
We got another letter here. Who's that from, by the way?
Impulse response. Jason Smith. Still.
This here is from Carly Hunton from Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. Carl Hunton.
Dear Steve and Mike. I know it's usually Mike and Steve, but I just wanted to shake things up. Since Steve is...
Here we go. Now we're playing with fire.
Since Steve is always marginalized by the alphabet. Thank you. It's true. I'm writing with a very special and sincere request. My boyfriend... Oh, I'm not going to read this. Got a boyfriend, huh? Sorry, this is not going to fly. My boyfriend, Gus, is celebrating his 25th birthday on May 30th, and I'm not begging, but can you please give a shout-out?
There are still people named Gus?
Please. He absolutely adores your show. Every time I come home, he has an episode playing. You guys are his white horse. White noise. Well, that's not accurate because you guys all are pretty colorful. But you know what I mean. You keep him constantly laughing and up to speed on pop culture.
What a responsibility.
The benefit for me is not only his laughter, but also my own. So you two laughing is the definition of contagious.
Interesting. I like it.
Oh, as you two laughing is the definition of contagious. When I ask Gus why he loves podcasts so much, and yours in particular, he answered that he seeks...
You all right?
He answered that he seeks the voices, minds, and personalities of the people he wishes to be like. He's very much his own amazing person, but he loves to absorb knowledge, seek inspiration, and become a better version of himself. And he goes to both of you for that. One patting each other on the backs. Oh.
Pronounce buttocks.
I guess I can't speak to the specific inspiration he draws from you, but it makes him joyful, and for that I am grateful. He is truly a two-horn boy. And I know that nothing would make him giddier on his birthday than the sound of your voices offering a verbal hug. It's not about the jewelry for him, you know. He's just not that into things, which is good because I suck at gifts. Please do this for me. Praying hands emoji. Turn over. If you find my intentions pure and request reasonable, can you please do one or all of the following? One, read this letter on the air. Gonna have to cross that one out. Two, simple happy birthday to our biggest fan. Call him. 41. Ooh.
Dude, let's call him.
Let's call him, yeah.
Do you have a...
Yeah, I can do, what is it, like star 21 or something?
Just
Oh, you got to do it on your phone.
Okay.
Because mine is being occupied. But you want to hand it to me? I'll take care of this. I think it's like star 60 something.
Ask him if the ketchup party is still
on. Code to hide number. Star 31? That doesn't sound right.
He's not going to pick up for an unlisted number anyways.
Star 67.
Should have remembered that from back in the days.
All right.
Star 67, the busy signal. What was the one that would call back if you got a busy signal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Star 69?
Was that
Star 69 would call someone back if they called you.
It was Star 66, the busy signal fix.
Oh, because Star 69 was the one if someone called you and then they hung up.
You would call them right back.
You could call them right back, yeah. Yeah.
Does that still work?
It's a good question. All right, here we go. I'm calling it.
What's his name? Gus?
Gus.
Start shouting horrible things at him. I'm outside your house.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Gus?
This is him.
Hi, Gus. This is Steve Zaragoza. I'm here with Mike Falzone.
Hi, Gus.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Your girlfriend...
You know she's writing us letters, dude?
Yeah, your girlfriend's writing us letters.
Really?
It's a little... It's been... You're going to have to ask her to stop. Your girlfriend, right. Carlos, emailed us or sent us a letter that says, please say happy birthday to my boyfriend. I'm bad at giving gifts. And so she asked us to do it for her, and we expect some kind of compensation for that.
Okay.
But we just wanted to call you... And say happy birthday to you on Dynamic Banter. You're actually on the air right now.
Oh my goodness!
You are.
Well, I'm just a two-horned blonde boy.
Okay.
With one ring. And... Oh man, this is so awesome! Oh my god.
Listen, if there's no guarantee that this is going up, so
yeah, gonna probably there's about a 97% chance gonna cut this right out of the episode. But I do want you to know that this is a fun opportunity for us to reach out to you, sir, Gus. Is your full name Gustavo?
Oh, it's actually August, like the month.
Oh, August.
So your yes. name is...
Well, Mike owes me $10.
So your name is Gus?
Your name is Gust?
With a T?
Gust of wind.
Gus, when yeah. is your actual birthday?
It's May 30th.
May 30th.
Why
okay.
are you named yeah. August?
Why are you named yeah. August on May 30th?
Well, they couldn't call me May, so, you know.
Wait a minute. When did your parents need to conceive to have you in May? Is it August? Are you named after your conception month?
I think that, yeah. So they were going for that. And it ended up, you know, they ended up having me in May, so.
Sure.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. How does the math work out on that? I don't have my phone.
Gus, there's a photo here that your girlfriend Carlos put inside the letter, and it looks like a boy with glasses and curly hair. Is that you?
That would be me, yeah.
Here you go, Mike. You want to take a look at this handsome boy?
You know what? That's exactly what...
That's what you pictured Gus to
look
like?
If I was to draw you by your voice, that's exactly what I would have drawn.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah, that is. That is a compliment.
Gus, what are you doing right now? What did we catch you doing on at 8:27 p.m. in California? Where are you, in Colorado?
Yeah, we're in Colorado. I just got donuts with my parents.
Oh, shit.
Oh, are you with your parents right now?
Yeah.
Can I say hi to your parents?
Absolutely.
Go ahead and put them on there.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Oh, ma'am, sir.
Ma'am, sir, what?
Hello. Hello, ma'am. What is your name?
Becky.
Jackie?
Becky.
Yes.
Jackie. Hi, Jackie. My name's Steve Zaragoza. I'm a very famous YouTuber, and I'm here with Mike Falzone, who's an up-and-coming comedian. And I just wanted to say that your son, Gus, has won $500,000.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
He owes a lot of money in taxes.
I'm going to tell you what. You better hang on to about 13% of that money, Jackie, because the IRS is going to come after you. And not only that, I'm sure family members are going to want a piece of that coin.
Cousins, aunts, uncles,
Oh yeah.
Real real quickly, who's your least favorite family member?
Who's your least favorite family member? Can you say that to us now on the air?
Yes, I cannot say that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You could do that. So, I'm sorry we bothered you while you were eating donuts.
Oh, they were so good too.
Can they talk about the donuts, please?
Can you tell us what kind of donuts they were?
Well, mine was a Long John. You know what that is?
No. Certainly not.
Well, sort of a... It's
with caramel frosting.
It's a rectangular-shaped donut.
So wall-shaped donut.
Yeah, it's a donut. It's basically the size of a wall.
Oh, shit. What's in it?
What was inside?
Like several. It was filled with white cream. Some very nice white
not
cream.
Mine. Mine didn't have any cream in it.
Well,
at all.
Well, sounds like your mom got a bad donut then. Why didn't hers have cream? In my country, where I come from, mom gets the cream and no one else.
You know that old
that
song?
Yeah, mom gets the cream. Mom gets the cream. When you eat the donuts, mom gets the cream. Yeah, all right. Well, this is a bad bit, but I just did. I really wanted to say.
Donut.
What's that?
The cat's on the table eating Carly's donut.
I love that song. Right? What is that? Who's the one that does that one? And the cat's on the table and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. Let mom have the cream in the donut today. And let her have the rest of the day to eat the cream in the donut today. Gus, are you... Gus, you love your family?
Oh, I love my family.
Because we're sending you to New York City with your whole family!
You gotta pay your own way, Gus!
I'm dropping Dynamic Banter zines all over my dirty goddamn floor.
Oh,
Gus, thank you so much for your girlfriend, Carlito, for giving us this letter. And happy birthday to you, sir. And
thank
I hope
you
so that
much.
You, how old are you?
You know, I'm actually 4 years old. You wouldn't believe it.
You are 4 years old.
I don't
good,
believe
it.
Good, because I would that voice.
I'll tell you what, if you were any older, I don't think you'd be living with your mom.
Carlos. It's Gus.
Gus.
Yeah. Gus. Can we clear that up about your conception?
Oh, yeah.
Now that we got your mom there. Now that we got your mom there, can we clear up the whole the fogginess around your conception month?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, I was just trying to figure out where the name August came from exactly.
And when Gus was conceived, ma'am, if you could tell us.
Oh dear. August is a family name.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
August is a family name.
He
from
left out
long
that
ago. Great grandfather.
Okay.
Nice.
And,
rest
and
in peace.
He was conceived in our bed.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Congratulations.
It's a rare these days.
Your bed, I was a kitchen boy.
Yeah. I was a bathtub baby. That's because I was conceived in a bathtub and I was birthed in one.
Could we get you guys
my
to say... Well, you better get her to the doctor. But can we get you guys to say, this has been?
This has been?
Okay, great. Well, we've got a sponsor spot to do. I'm talking making money here, Gus. So this right. Time is money after all. And,
absolutely.
Totally.
And I will say, I hope you have a lovely evening, and I hope those donuts sit well, if you know what I mean. And
I know exactly what you mean.
I really hope that you guys have a great rest of your evening there in Colorado, 420 dog. And also, happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy
Thank
birthday,
you very
Gus.
Much, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Gus. Well, keep listening to our bad podcast, even if it gets worse.
Absolutely.
You were so fun. So fun.
Thank you so much. Mom, Jackie? Was your name Jackie?
Becky.
Becky.
Becky. Okay, Becky, thank you. You're a sweetheart. We're sorry about tarnishing your son, and we're sorry about... what we're sending your son's girlfriend in the mail. But anyway, so there we go. Well, thank you very much for being a guest on the show, huh, Gus?
Absolutely.
Is there anything you
want to
say? Anything you want to say before we hang the fuck up on you?
Another bidet, another dollar.
Yes, sir. Fantastic. All right, you two born boy. Have a good night, huh? Take care out there.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless.
All All right, there we go. That was fun, huh?
Could we please call a different fan every show?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, I mean, I don't want to promise anything, but if you want to send us phone numbers, maybe we'll do that for birthdays.
I don't want to promise anything, but send me all your information.
So Carly says, I promise I'm not demanding. I'm not a demanding person. It's just that he's one of the best people I've ever met, and he loves you a lot, and I love him a lot. Wow. Thank you for the light and laughter you bring to the lives of your listeners and for your dedication to making mothers everywhere uncomfortable. That may be the greatest gift of them all, including your boyfriend's mom, future mother-in-law, perhaps.
Yeah.
Please let me know if you can fulfill this request or what I can do to sweeten the pot. Ooh, and there's a little happy face.
We could have got there's some money face. Out of this.
Damn it, we fucked up. All right, well, Carly Hunton, there you go. Don't say that Mike and I didn't do nothing for you.
That was a lot of fun. Also, your boyfriend's name is Gust.
Yeah, Gust.
Just so you know, just so we're clear.
Let's do an ad, huh?
Yes, please. Ad, then History Road, then we're out.
But we still have this package.
It's crazy.
This is just an opening packages episode.
I like this one. Where are we at right now?
Hey guys, Blue Apron is today's sponsor, and they are just the leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S. And while many people know what they do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. You're not just having burgers for dinner, you're making short rib burgers with a hoppy cheddar sauce on a pretzel bun. You're preparing seared steaks and thyme pan sauce with mashed potatoes, green beans, and crispy shallots, and all in under 45 minutes and without a trip to the grocery store. So guys, Mike and I have... been eating Blue Apron food for quite a while. Real fun stuff. Real good food.
Chutneys.
Here's what's going on with Blue Apron, guys. They're offering our listeners the first three meals free. And when it comes to dinner, let Blue Apron take care of the planning and shopping while you do the cooking and eating, huh? You'll enjoy delicious meals like popcorn chicken with sweet chili cabbage slaw and cumin spiced wonton noodles with vegetables and peanuts on the table in 30 minutes or less. With incredible ingredients and chef designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do.
Popcorn chicken, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I definitely want in on that. So guys, if you want to check out this week's menu on Blue Apron and you want to get those first three meals free, you can go to blueapron.com/banter. And get those three meals free and check out that menu. Maybe you see something you like. How about this? How about some pork chorizo tacos with radishes, roasted potatoes, and cotija cheese? How about salmon and spicy orange salsa with quinoa and carrot salad? Oh, not into that. How about a white cheddar cheeseburger with balsamic glazed onion and roasted potatoes? Or creamy pesto cavatelli with mushrooms and spicy breadcrumbs? Guys, delicious. I don't care what you say, what you think. So definitely go to blueapron.com/banter and get those first three meals free. Check out that menu. Guys, Blue Apron is a better way to cook.
Very exciting.
All right. Mike, you want to kill this box here and then we'll get out of here? We can just consider that letter a history road. Okay. Careful now. It says it's fragile all over the box. Can you see who that's from? And I'm getting a close-up on you.
This is from Curtis Bendel of...
Are you saying Bender with a lisp?
Bendel.
Bendel.
Bendel. This is from Curtis Bendel. Ontario, Canada.
Ooh, Canada. Ooh, camera. Ontario camera. Toronto camera.
I got that new Canon Ontario...
Camera. Candid Canada.
Candace Canada. You're on Candace Canada.
Don't forget to use that DSLR Canada. Okay, here's a letter.
Uh-oh.
Hey there, Mike and Steve. I want to send you guys this care package all the way from Toronto, Canada. It's sort of a thank you for the many times I've had to pull over while driving. Oh, shit. Is that an open bag of chips?
This is a free...
Oh no, it's so open.
Open bag clip. Oh no!
What is it?
Ketchup Doritos.
Oh man, limited edition Doritos ketchup chips and it's been opened?
And it's in an old bag.
Did it explode in there, you think?
No, it just
Yeah. It did kind of explode. Because my tears of laughter were blinding me to a point that I needed to take a breather, that slide whistle karaoke bit had me in stitches. In this box, you'll find some retro silly sounds that reminded me of my 90s childhood. There we go. That I'm sure you will enjoy. I also picked these specific sounds, hoping they won't be abused to rattle Mike's vision. Also in it are some exclusive Dorito, very exclusive Dorito, Canadian Doritos flavors that I can't live without. The ketchup Doritos are only around for 1 month a year up here. Ooh, and lastly, a history road. It's real long though, man. Should I read this, Mike?
It's up to you, man.
All right, give me some of those. Give me a box over here. Are there sounds in here? You say there's sounds. Are they sound makers? Ooh, this is cool. Okay. Look at this, Mike.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at this little guy.
Don't you have one of those?
This is fun. Hang on, let's see. I got this little, it looks like a fun little instrument. Let's see if we can play this on the.
Dude, this is good sponsor music.
This is like every documentary about the sea. Blue. Vast. Largely unexplored. The sea. Scientists call it Sirius Infinitus. Loosely translated to infinite sea. The ancient Greeks used to call it bottom sky.
This is fun. It's a fun little toy.
I like that.
Looks like we got one of these boys in here. Oh, this is a 90s classic. This, you ever remember these, Mike?
Yeah.
This is fun. Where's
it's
Mortimer?
It's like a jibber jabber.
We could have Mortimer and this guy talk. Go ahead, Mike. You do Mortimer. Go
okay.
Ahead. That's fun. Fun bit.
Dude, is this not, hold on, is this not the music from the Wii menu?
It's definitely Animal Crossing music. What do we have here? Oh, these are great too.
What if that's what it sounded like?
Would that one sounds a lot like less? This one. These are pretty much similar.
It does sound like they're saying jabber.
How long have these been open, you think?
Dude, they're probably so good.
Is this bad news? All right, I'm going to give it a shot. It's real good, but it's so stale. Oh, man, we're going to have to throw this in the garbage.
Those went through Canadian air. Dude, thank you so much for sending us these, though. Ketchup chips are amazing, and these, like, this is the way I remember Doritos bags looking back in the day when they were a super special treat.
Yes.
And sorry, we missed out on these.
All right, let's do this. Let me do this history road real quick since this man sent us some treats. Jalapeno Mike, you want to take that? Cheddar? You can take that if you want. I'm not much of a spicy boy.
We're not going to eat them. You're not going to try this?
I guess I'll try one, yeah.
This is jalapeno cheddar Doritos. Not very spicy. Very nice.
That's actually pretty good. It tastes like the nacho cheese sauce from Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
That's actually very delicious. Almost thank you so here. Much. All right, here's the history road. Tales of a big city bus driver, the legend of Angry Arthur. This history road takes place back to January of 2015. I was a junior bus driver boy with only 3 months on the job. The weather that morning was a mess. All night and into the next day, Mother Nature dumped about 2 feet of snow all over the city. This made the morning commute brutal, but lucky for me, I was doing the night shift. And by the time I started, all the roads, sidewalks, and bus stops were clean and salted. Fast forward to about 12:30 at night, there was a stop just outside the subway station that had not been a popular stop all night. It was at this moment, out of the corner of my eye, that I saw a shadowy figure try to wave me down. A lot of these stories tonight have showering figures. My favorite porn film is called Showering Figures. At this point, it was too late to stop in time for him, but I still intended to stop about a bus length away. This is normally when the hopeful passenger jaunts over to the bus. I say, "Hey, sorry about that." They laugh it off and say, "No worries," but not this lovely fellow. Instead, this hopeful passenger slowly walks over to the bus, and with the door open, I'm ready with my apology. But before I can get a word in, the lanky customer hauls himself into the bus and bellows, "You missed the stop, you fuck!" It was at this moment that the angry Arthur received his name, because Arthur then decided to throw every insult, curse word, and belittling remark he could muster up at me. He then threw his change in the fare box and mumbled, "How's that for verbal abuse?" Like he was an expert at it. I sat there dumbfounded, even flabbergasted, you could say. Now, at this point, that and any other senior driver would call the supervisors at HQ to get a hold of the police to escort this lovely man off the bus. But that takes a lot of time. It would also mean kicking off the 25 people that just want to go home to be to their nice warm beds, not sit out in the Canadian cold because of some drunk jerk. So I held my tongue as angry Arthur found a seat. For the rest of the trip, I kept a watchful eye on old Arthur. With one eye on Arthur, more and more of my passengers were coming to the front doors and graciously thanked me as they left the bus. In my mind, they knew how cold angry Arthur could have made their night. Halfway through the trip, I hear the stop request ding. My eyes and ears perk up to see that angry Arthur began to mosey up to the front door. To my excitement, he was the only one who wanted this stop, and that's when it hit me. A devious plan so Canadian and a little mean, but I felt angry Arthur had it coming. So, as I inched ever closer to the nicely paved bus stop, I felt... I ever so slightly drove the bus forward so that the front doors would open into the 2-foot pile of glorious white slush. Angry Arthur would have no choice but to jump out and get his socks wet. "You missed the stop again," Arthur grumbled. "Just for you, sir," I exuberantly proclaimed. And as good old angry Arthur stumbled out and got his pants wet up to his shins, his angry screams of annoyance were drowned out by my bus door slowly closing with me hollering, "I love you too, sir!"
Bye, Arthur.
This was one of my greatest interactions with an intoxicated passenger I've had in the 4+ years driving transit. And might I add that a few of my remaining passengers congratulated me for giving Arthur the old snowy sock treatment. Back in my day, a snowy sock was when you would, The end. P.S. If any of my fellow listeners blare their music from their phone speaker on public transit, you should go ahead and unsubscribe. No matter how lit you think that song is, it sounds like garbage coming out of that trash iPhone speaker. I may sound like an old fart, but this is my number one pet peeve as a bus driver. Thanks again, Mike and Steve, for making my Friday nights full of laughter and happy tears on my commute home from work. Wow, thanks, buddy. Thank you so much for the Canadian treats.
I gotta tell you, I wish I didn't open the flarp. It's called flarp.
Show it to the camera there. It's just slime.
It's noise putty, it says, and it's called flarp.
Oh, it's noise putty, which means it'll make fart sounds.
Yeah, but it also smells like that. It's pretty good.
I love how it says in big letters, "Do not eat." Ooh, boy. Yeah, this smells something fierce, for sure. Flarp. Ooh, that was a wet one. Okay, hang on, hang on.
They're not smelling like, sounding like real ones. I need a real one. This doesn't sound like anything that happens in real life.
Oh, that was a good one. That was good. This is like an old man fart.
That's a naked old man fart. That's a guy with trousers and no underwear. Oh, where is it? I can't find my hat. Where's my hat? Sylvia!
Sylvia! Can you reheat some of them raviolis? Hey, honey, while you're in the kitchen, give me another beer, goddammit!
Forcing it out mid-conversation.
He's angry.
Hey, real quick, Cynthia, let me... We should fuck tonight.
Sylvia!
Honey, shh. Honey, I know it's late. Do you know where the remote control is?
Doesn't even acknowledge it. What age are you when you're blowing them out like that?
You're just blowing them out willy nilly, asking about remotes.
William Nelson.
Honey, I think I'm gonna go to the store tomorrow morning and get some of those wiper fluid.
Get some of that wiper fluid for your car.
Really. Last time I was in Ralph's, I was, I was looking at those yogurt-covered raisins.
Honey, you know that sauce that you use on those, the sauce you put on them? Hey, honey, what was the name of that movie? With Kevin Bacon in it that we saw the other night.
What's he doing? Company comes over.
Glad you guys came over tonight. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of great conversation. And Dan, I'll tell you what, if you're ready to go fishing next week, I'm with you. I'll bring the tackle box. Sorry, I have just wanted to say Merry Christmas to all you boys.
Where's the spaghetti that you keep in the fridge?
I'll feed the tackle box. Oh no.
Yeah, this is fun. This is a good bit.
Oh god.
Alright, where's the lid for this disgusting shit? Fucking lowbrow ass shit. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to Dynamic Banter. What a fun episode, huh, Mike? Most of this stuff's going into the trash.
Oh, my God, man.
What a fun time we have, huh? I'm going to miss you when I'm dead, Mike.
No, you're not.
Oh, don't say that. You're not gonna be don't doing say that.
Jack shit.
Anything you want to plug, Mike?
Probably. I'm.
Why don't we do it on the next one?
Yeah, nothing specific. If you want to see my stand up dates, I'm always putting them in MikeFalzone.com. There's some kind of crazy flash sale going on with all my DFTBA stuff. It's like all the older T-shirts that I came out with, all the Hey Stone stuff. It's like 40% off a whole bunch of stuff. And then Mike in the Morning every Tuesday and Friday. And then this week, if you missed it, yesterday, the 100th episode of Dynamic Banter video went up on my YouTube channel.
Yes, and that's a real fun one, guys. You should check that out. It's Mike and I having a great old time.
Oh my god. I'll bring the tackle box with my favorite thing you've said in the past year and a half.
What a disgusting man. What a disgusting... Who's friends with that guy?
I love that he doesn't acknowledge it. Everyone's grandpa gets to the point where they're done acknowledging their farts.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. As always, I'm also part of another group called the Valley Folk. It's the old SourceFed hosts back together again making comedy. We just put up a really funny sketch where Lee and I are the writers of slowed down pop songs for movie trailers. It's on youtube.com/thevalleyfolk if you want to check that out. And also, if you want to be a patron and help us out, you can go to patreon.com/thevalleyfolk and help those kids out. Joseph has kids. Has actually two children that he must feed, and we're getting real scared about where that's going to head in about a year. He quit his real cushy job for this, so hopefully it works out for us. Ooh, what a big mess it'll be if it doesn't.
Probably your fault, specifically for not signing up.
Yeah, I want you all to think of those child's faces, the children's faces, when you don't give us money.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to all of you, and thank you to everyone who sent us stuff. We said the P.O. Box address earlier in the episode. If you can't find it, go to Instagram and type in Dynamic Banter, and on the official Dynamic Banter Instagram page in the description there is the P.O. Box number. So, yeah, there you go, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.